bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So let's see. Yeah, it's fine. It's new. It's brand new. Well, I'm happy now. I have a new mic cover. So, of course, then I screw it up and... Well, actually, it'll be like 12. He said 30 minutes until I get mine. I'm like, no, it'll be like 12 minutes. But, you know, who's counting? Who's counting? Okay. So he's going to get it, and I'll get it and all that. 833-212-1017 is the number. Just to let you know, I'm off tomorrow. I'm taking another day off so I can have a long weekend. And I'm doing, guess what? Guess what I'm doing? Nothing. I'll be sitting there listening to the truth 24/7. So it'll be great. Just like you. It'll be great. So I have an issue. I'm going to do a little bit of semi pop off today just because it's Thursday, not Friday. Couple things. I haven't heard from a few people. Eastside Corey, Southside Frank. I haven't heard from Al in Sherman Park, I haven't heard. Yeah. And Sandra, I haven't heard from anybody. Where y'all at? What's going on? Shoot a talking text. 833-212-1017 is the number. But the easiest way you can do it is stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. Here you go. Here you go. I'll just get that to you. Yeah. Merry Christmas. All right. I'm happy. Or just shoot us at, hit us on 1017thetruth.com. Make sure you subscribe and hit the notification bell so you never miss a live show. And then if it's not live, then you can just go to YouTube and watch the rebroadcast. Or you can go to 1017thetruth.com and watch the rebroadcast. Or just turn on your radio and listen to the rebroadcast. Either way, we are here everywhere you go. Are we live on X as well? And we're live on X. So now there's absolutely, positively no reason why you can't, right? You can see around. Let me also, before I get in trouble, what's up, Kwanda Mao? Not really a city girl. She left early yesterday. She said she has some work to do. Matthew, what's going on? All that. Quanda said, enjoy your weekend doing nothing and why the darkness in clothing. It's called gray. It's called gray. Adjust your TV. It's gray. See? It's gray. So I like to match. I'm sorry. I apologize for matching. Hey, what's up, Dimitri? That's how people treat. So what I like to do is I like to think ahead. First of all, it's not a suit. But anyway, it's not gray. Hey, Zach, somebody said this isn't gray. You know, they have doctors for eyes that'll help you with that. Sometimes, even this, I try to look ahead. I try to see what's going to happen and then plan for it. Always have some options. Always have some decisions to make. But then once I make it, I go 110%. But sometimes, just sometimes, it doesn't work out that way because other people don't believe in what you see and other people don't go along with what you see and they push back. Now, I think it's to be expected when people don't agree, they push back. And I'm okay with that. But at some point, you get tired. And so right now, and actually one of the reasons I'm taking off this weekend is, I'll be honest and totally transparent. Sometimes you get tired of living ahead of the curve. Sometimes you get tired of thinking about what's going to happen and then planning for it. And then you tell everybody, hey, by the way, you know, I was thinking this. Like, that's not going to happen. Ah, you don't have to worry about it. Nah, that's not going. And then it happens. And then they look at me like, well, you knew before. No, I didn't know. I just kind of have this really innate ability of seeing around the curve. If those things add up, and in the 10, 20, 30 times in the past, that's happened, the odds are significantly in its favor to happen again. But then I tell people, and because they haven't experienced it, they kind of tell me to go kick rocks. And I used to be the kind of person where I would still stay there. And then if it happened, I was there to help them and I was there to lift them up and make them feel good. And now I'm not doing that. If you dig a hole and I tell you you're digging the hole too close, you should be digging the hole outside the hole, not in the hole. And you start digging the hole while standing in the hole and the dirt falls in on you, I'm not helping you. Because I told you multiple times, hey. And when I did help people out the hole, they got mad at me for not forcing them to not stand in the hole. And I know it's a metaphor, but I'm trying to get you to understand. What do you do with people like that? I learn to just stop. Sometimes you can see ahead of the curve or around the bend. People don't want to know. They want to find out for themselves. I think there's some things in life you don't need to find out for yourself. You need to know it before you step in it. And then that way, when you step in it, you may not have the experience, but you have the wisdom to apply what you know. But then some people just, that phrase I don't like to use, lean into it. But I guess you have to when you're on skis. Some people like lean past beyond their skis. They live their life in the front, no matter what, come what may. And that's dangerous too. That's dangerous because your head will hit the tree before your skis. And that does nobody good. Doesn't do any good. But yet that's how some people live life. Now, some people call that a blessing. Some people say, you know, it's great to have enough life experience or wisdom or intellect or whatever, information, data, so that when you see something about to happen, you can plan for it. But that's not true. And I try to explain to people. Sometimes you can get tired of seeing around the curve, seeing around the bend, out past your skis. Some people call it a blessing. For me, It's a curse.
And that is Dr. Ken's Truth on the new 101.7 The Truth. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Yeah, y'all better not jump into the chat and not say hello to me first before you say hello to everybody else. About to say that. About to feel all, kind of feel some kind of way. About to cry and stuff. Miles said they're popping off now since we over here in the chat are not important. Huh? Why would you even say that? Ridiculous. Matthew just wants somebody to mention his name. He said, that suit ain't gray. Whatever. Whatever. Glasses, Matthew. Glasses. And Zach said, it's gray. So what are you talking about? Dark gray, and the key word was darkness. I didn't ask the color, sir. Well, I wasn't talking to you. Okay, that's my pop-off for today. Demetrius said, I certainly hope everybody's doing okay out here, especially during the government shutdown. I don't work for the government, so I ain't got that problem. And I don't work for the federal government. When I did work for the government, I didn't work for the federal government. So I don't have a problem. Yeah, life. Welcome to the way everybody else has to live in the world in the private sector. Sometimes they tell you, oh, by the way, you don't have a job. And then you don't have a job. So that's how it goes. I'm just saying. That's how it goes. Hey, who is this? Ryu? Ken? No. You got to say hello to me first. Then you can say hello to the rest of the chat. How vain is that? 833-212-1017 is the number. Do we tend to favor black people in pretty much all situations, but yet we complain when white people do it? They're sticking up for each other, but yet whenever something happens and it's a black person, we tend to, and notice I said we, I didn't say y'all, it's us. We tend to bend the rules, bend the way things are seen, bend the way the situation is to make it fit what we think it should be or what we think it is. I have a perfect example. So ICE is now targeting black people in Chicago. Now, they're probably targeting Hispanics and Asians and whoever else, right? But we don't complain when ICE goes after Hispanic people. But we complain when we're targeted. Vic Mensa is sounding the alarm on ICE targeting black Chicagoans. He's a rapper. Calls for unity, vigilance, and resistance, which is not a smart thing to do in my estimation, as immigration crackdowns escalate in black neighborhoods. This is from thegrio.com. The presence of immigration and customs enforcement continues to grow in cities and communities around the country, with its latest stop being Chicago, Illinois. Despite state and city officials pushing back on the Trump administration efforts to bring federal law enforcement into the city, reports of ICE raids have begun to spread across the Windy City. Well, you can't. But anyway. ICE raided a building in South Shore in the middle of the night, predominantly black neighborhood, used flash grenades to wake people up, arrested them naked, rounded them up, and detained black people and Venezuelans. ICE is separating black parents from children, handcuffing kids, choking out black men at traffic stops. Here's what I'm asking. Where's the evidence? You can't say something that inflammatory that can cause people to march, protest, riot. And if it happens, I understand that you're right and prerogative to do that. But you got to show some proof. You really need to show some proof. You can't get people ginned up about something and end up like the Black Lives Matter woman in Boston who stole all the money and now she's about to go to jail. You can't just follow it because it's black. You can't just support it because it's black. You need to do your due diligence. You need to look at it and vet it and trust, but verify. And so we've got to start doing this. So we're, first of all, black people, just like the superintendent in Iowa, he was here illegally. And they found out he was here illegally, and they went and arrested him. Why would you get mad about somebody being in a city using your taxpayer dollars, some of them not working, and living off your dime? Like, where in the universe is that okay? Because if a white person tried to do it, you'd be complaining. You're not doing what you're supposed to do. But when it's a black person, we just kind of let it slide. Under the guise of oppression, when that particular person may not have been oppressed. And then we throw it into systems of oppression, but then don't identify it. And then when you get pressed, the only thing you have to complain about is Donald Trump. Are you kidding me? You knew, you were told, this is when you have to leave, and you decided not to leave. So if ICE comes and gets you, not only should anyone complain, should not complain, but nobody should lift a finger to help you because you dug your own hole. You did that. You overstayed your student visa. You didn't handle it and go back. And when your lawyer said you're free, who probably didn't do the work but took the money, who knows? You didn't verify it. You didn't go down to the office. Hey, I want to check my immigration status. They should have sent you a letter. Did you move? Simple stuff. But we don't do that. I didn't know I was driving without a license. Well, why don't you go to the police station and ask, hey, can you do me a favor? Here's my name, my race, my gender, and my date of birth. Can you run me to see if my driver's license is valid? Call them on the phone. Hey, can you do me a favor? I need to know if my license is valid. They probably won't take it over the phone. But there's got to be somewhere you can look to see if your license is valid. These are easy things to do. You have people saying ICE is our problem. In some instances, I can see that, especially when they make mistakes and take people that aren't supposed to be taken out. I got that. But you're talking about people who are, by and large, criminals. And we get upset when people don't care about us. But I think we overcare about us to the point where we let criminals stay in a neighborhood. We let criminals stay in this country. We let criminals run roughshod over us and then complain because they actually got arrested and they're a criminal. But because they're black, we believe they need to, like, you know, we feel some kind of way about it. Why? Do you feel different about a black man who commits sexual assault of a child or a black woman that commits sexual assault of a child versus a white man? And why are you looking at the person who did it? Why aren't you looking at the victim? But we have this thing, and nobody will talk about it, and nobody will fix it. 833-212-1017. When white people do things to black people, we lose our minds. And when black people do things to black people, we, like, say nothing. Like, actually get argued. Why are you bringing up black crime? Are you bringing up black-on-black crime? It has nothing to do. What? Because black-on-black crime is more than white-on-black crime. But we only get mad at white-on-black crime. So what about the victims of black-on-black crime? Like, it just makes no sense. 833-212-1017 is the number. So somebody is saying, and where'd you get this story at? Tell me where you found it. They're intimating that ICE called, that somebody called ICE on a contractor who was Hispanic after they finished the roof on an apartment complex so they wouldn't have to pay them. Then the fire department showed up with ladders where when they wouldn't come down. For me, that's funny. I'm sorry. But then that man should be what? He should be charged with something, theft, disorderly conduct, something, for cheating somebody. That's fraud. He committed a fraud. And if I'm not mistaken, I could be mistaken. Attorneys are really good at correcting me. That man should be charged with fraud. And if the victim has standing, whether he's a, I don't know what to call him, illegal alien, if he's here illegally or not, he still has rights. Seriously. But here's my question. How are you doing work like that so that if you get hurt, you're not going to get unemployment? You're not going to get disability? Who pays for that? What company hired you to do work on a building and you're illegal? The company itself is literally breaking the law. Same thing with the superintendent. How you get jobs in four different cities and you didn't have a legitimate work status? You lied every time you filled out an I-9 for immigration to prove that you were a U.S. citizen and then submitted your driver's license as proof because you know you need a birth certificate to get a driver's license. Or did you? They were giving them out like candy not too long ago. So I get it, but come on. Giving people too much of a break. Now, you do know there are people of Hispanic descent that look black. I'm just saying. And it was also Illinois, so there's something about that too. Yes, that's my hometown, but sometimes people in Illinois do some strange stuff. I'm just saying. WLS TV Channel 7 in Chicago is reporting Naperville owner was left with an unfinished roof in disbelief after neighbors told his family they believe ICE agents came to his house and detained crew members working on his house. So you didn't check him when you hired him. Like you got to check every time. Hey, Zach, you got a birth certificate and a driver's license and one of them little baby cards with your feet and your hands on it. Amen. To show you. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris, for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. When it comes to your home, the smart play is trusting Gina Della and her team at Pella. This month, you can score a whole house of new energy-efficient Pella windows for as low as $297 a month with 0% interest for up to 60 months. That's 5 years. That's like a drive you can sustain for years, keeping your home comfortable thanks to incredible defense played by Pella windows, stopping the drafts. Don't wait. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. So I'm seeing stories on CNN. And there's this documentary, I'll call it that, called The Librarian. And it spotlights library workers standing up to book bans. And so, first of all, are you okay with people banning books? I am. If it's your community, you have community standards. If you don't want books in libraries where kids can't get to them, that's your prerogative. I don't have a problem with it. You should section it off, put somebody there and say, these are adult books, you can't read them. Banning books that children should not be reading, children should not have to bother with or deal with anything gender-related, sex-related, Anything adult related, you should not be bothering with it. I don't care whether you believe children can or cannot be straight or gay as a child or trans or whatever, not as a child. When you become an adult, knock yourself out, read whatever you want, go wherever you want, do whatever you want to do. But they're talking about this thing of we're normalizing book banning. So watch this. Not all books are in the Library of Congress. But normally the Library of Congress will get at least one copy and put it in there because somebody wrote it. I get it. They even give awards. They said 6,000. What is that noise? You hear it? They said 6,870 books have been banned out of libraries. Now, you might think, as they call it, it's rampant and common. That's a lie. Why is that? Because right now, today, every year, they make about 500,000 to 1 million books that are published from self-publishing all the way up to the big houses. In the Library of Congress, there are 41 million books. Did you hear that? 41 million books in the Library of Congress. So let's say all the books that are banned are in the Library of Congress. And we know there are many more books other than the books that are in the Library of Congress. So 6,870 books divided into 41 million books is 0.01675% of all books published are being banned. So since y'all like to use percentages, I just thought I'd tell you, you don't need percentages. You could use the real number. Use the real data. I heard a conservative talk show host the other day talk about, she said, the percentage of people, and that's why crime in the black community is so bad. She admitted freely that there were more white people committing crime, but it wasn't as many white people because the percentage was low. And I'm thinking to myself, did Dingbat understand that the more people you have, the lower the percentage? But if you count actual numbers, the number itself is more than the amount of black people committing crime. So you could say 40% if you want, 40% of males, 60% of males. We're only 13 million people in a population of 163 million white people. By virtue of just sheer numbers, more of y'all commit crime than we do. But she was stuck on the percentage. And I thought, how disingenuous. This person was actually an attorney. Clearly they didn't take math. Clearly they didn't do math. But I thought that made absolutely no sense at all. And it's unfortunate because they just perpetuated the lie that all black people do is commit crime. The problem is a whole bunch of white people commit crime too. And nobody says anything about it. The guy that went to the state capitol yesterday or day before screamed and hollered and threatened to blow it up. They arrested him. 33 years old, had a probation violation or something, but we didn't see his picture. That's how we know the person is probably white. Because when it's a white person, we never see their face. We never see their face. You can tell when somebody in a suburb commits a crime because even though they have their picture, well, they haven't been charged by the district attorney's office. But somehow they'll figure out a way for a black person's picture to get a, well, because of the heinousness of the crime, that's not a good enough excuse to violate somebody's First Amendment right. Or what is it? Sixth Amendment? Anyway, their right to privacy. It's not. It's not a reason. But yet they do it all the time. Why? Because that's the media. That's what they do. And it's unfortunate that we have to put up with it. But until we get in places where we can be in charge, we'll have those sensibilities and those sensitivities to go, no, I'm not going to release it until I have verification. Or if the person hasn't been charged, no, we're not releasing it. And that's what I did as the public information officer. Oh, they used to get mad at me. the detective bureau got, ooh, they were always mad at me. Are you releasing this? Nope. Why? They're not charged. Always want me to release the black guy who got arrested, or you accidentally leak an address, or accidentally, but you never do it for the white people on the South Side. And so it just got old. Not everything has to be racial. Not everything has to be, oh my God, it's sometime you just got bad people that do bad things. But regardless of race, we need to call them out. We need to say you were wrong. Hey, what's up, LT? What are you doing? Hey, Dimitri, how come every time I play a record, you say that was your jam? Like, what is that? What is that? You ain't got nothing else to do but listen to music on the truth? Well, I think that's a great thing to do. 833-212-1017 is the number. Fon say over 40 million black people in U.S., not accounting for Africans and Caribbeans. Okay. I'm talking about African Americans. We're not talking about Caribbeans, and we're not talking about Africans. Okay? All right. But I get it. But even if it's 40 million, and you're right, I'm thinking 13%, 13 to 14% and 40 million blacks. My bad. Well, that kind of makes it worse, though. 40 million versus 100 and, wow. Okay. All right. I stand corrected. But you're right. 40 million blacks, we make up about 13% of the population. At some point, we just need to correct the narrative. And until we do, we're going to keep believing the nonsense that they keep painting about the country and how great we were. But how is it that you came and discovered something that was already here 200 to 500 years before you got here? But don't they do that all the time? Only when they discover it does it become meaningful. That's ridiculous. I guess that's why we're named America.
Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Let me see what the talking text line is talking about the YouTube chat. Dimitri only stuck on music, though. LT says, Sheena Easton was my jam until she was on Miami Vice. What? LT, you're vanquished from the YouTube chat. You can no more talk about the YouTube chat. My favorite TV show before NCIS, the original NCIS. Well, see, that don't count because my actual number one TV show was The Cosby Show. Number two is A Different World. Number three is NCIS. But tied with number three is Miami Vice, the five seasons from the 1980s. Not that nonsense y'all be watching with these idiots. Now they're trying to remake it again. I'm like, come on, dude. You can't remake Miami Vice. The colors, Miami, all that. It was, and I don't even remember. What was it, Colin Farrell? And Jamie Foxx? And I'm like, what is this nonsense? And that's kind of dumb, Matthew. I ain't calling you dumb. That's kind of dumb. You know NCIS is still on today, and they've had like four iterations of it. But I know you don't keep up with that because you're too young. Yes, I'm a real old head. I'm an original. So don't be tripping about talking about stuff you don't even know nothing about. SVU, he said SVU is the GOAT. It's good, but here's what I don't like about SVU. They just had an episode on the other night where they tried to make Ice out to be the bad, mean white guy who was, and I'm like, you know, a lot of people that work on Ice are Hispanic, but Anyway, and the CPB. I'm sorry, the Border Patrol, CBP. I just find it interesting that they try to put certain thoughts in your mind and have you think a certain way, vote a certain way, make these people good, those people bad. I don't like that on TV. I just want to watch a TV show where you're not trying to tell me what I should think or what my politics should be or what's right and wrong. It's just, and so when I saw that episode, I just kind of turned off like, eh. You know, come on. We're going to make ICE look bad. They're going to arrest somebody. And blah, blah, blah. I don't think. I agree with Curly Q. Outside of Cosby, In a Different World, those are the best shows. That, he said ER. Bye. Bye. You notice the shows, some of the, anyway. And wait a minute. LT, you like Gina? Gina Calabrese? Yeah, I even knew the first and last names of all the. Are you serious? I like Trudy. And you remember what the sign that was sat on? You remember the sign that sat on Trudy's desk? You ever watch old school? See, people today in Zach's generation need to go back to watch TV shows from the 80s when they were real. Why? Hell no. Why?
It's too old and like
the dumbest
maybe
thing
if,
I've ever heard.
Okay, wrong word choice. If they reformat it so it fits the whole TV, then maybe. But I don't want to see the two like black squares on
they
the corners.
They don't have that for 1980s. I don't know what you're talking about. 1960s TV. 1950s TV. They don't have that for 19. What? And I apologize. I wasn't calling you dumb, so that's not what I was saying. What? Huh?
Or like remake it in HD or something. I don't want to see the pixelated.
You can stream it. What are you talking about? Pixelated? Man, what world do you watch? We're talking 1950s and 60s where stuff is pixelated. 80s isn't pixelated.
Compared to today, yes.
No, you're just used to listening to stuff that way. We like actual stereo with Dolby and a couple other. And y'all will take your phone and think you're listening to great music when it's all digital, when in fact, a good old-fashioned record is warm and beautiful. But you don't know nothing about that.
Here we go. So I can hear the little static.
No, the warmth of the music and the musicians. But you don't know nothing about that either. You just play music. You can't play an instrument.
I play like 7 instruments.
Like what?
Bass guitar, steel pans, 2 sets of steel pans, piano. I produce.
You can play piano. Producing don't
yes.
Count. You can play piano.
Yes.
Like beginner, intermediate? Or...
Intermediate.
Okay. And what's your favorite song you can play?
Snow Patrol, Chasing Cars.
Nah.
Sorry, Fur Elise.
Nah. Got to be a little more bougie if you're going to play the piano player. Right? Can you play some Chopin?
No, on my bass, maybe.
I'm so disappointed.
When it comes to classical, that's what my double bass is for.
The caller, please save me.
Oh my God. Of course I will save you. What I will say is that DJ Brother Z is somewhat of an old soul, the fact that he actually
No, he's not.
I'm complimenting you, sir.
He even admits he's not.
I'm just speaking from the aspect that he actually desired at some point to put his hands on a real instrument. And so I commend him for that. But what I
dude
say,
is in here shaking his head and telling
so
me
wrong.
In my ear, he is not. So
what you can find.
So
in,
I would ask you.
Television.
So I would ask you to respect what he's saying, because, you know, he just out
there. I respect what he says. This is just my humble opinion.
Wow.
And a compliment. Coming
wow.
to me, it's a compliment.
Wow.
But what I want to say about old television shows, I couldn't wait to see things like I Spy or listen to The Temptations, because when you get a chance to look back at history of music or history of anything, you gain a different perspective, and maybe some of those things that you don't know are samples, you do find out someone made that song, or maybe it was the theme song to a television show. And when it comes to TV shows, I don't think you can top George Jefferson. He was his own man. He was everything that we talk about on 101.7 The Truth. And I bet if you ask Denise Thomas, he's one of the people who inspired her.
Well, he's quiet about it. So, all right, caller, thank you much. I appreciate it. I would have hoped you would have said, like, respected DJ Brother Z's wishes, but wow. 833-212-1017 is the number. Curly Q say, DJ Brother Z, you play the upright bass? Yes. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. But he's just telling you. I mean, TV shows were better. The quality of the storyline was better. They wasn't blowing everything up and having car chases and everything. Like, there was an actual, like, a drama stayed a drama. I heard somebody say this one time. Look, I can't watch this drama because it didn't make me laugh. Do you literally realize what you just said? Or, like the caller said, listening to music and recognizing this is actually the original, it is not sampled. Actually talking about somebody from 30 years ago, 40 years ago, they sampled the music. What are you even talking about? That's the original. Oh, it is. Yes. And it's unfortunate we have it, but Abstract Noir said, I suspect Zach is in his 20s. You're incorrect, but my generation of music aficionados tend to look back and explore music from yesteryear. And what, like, generation are you in? Huh? I'm away for Abstract Noir because it'll take a little bit. TV shows had theme songs that I still remember. Yeah, do you remember any theme song from any show? If it's streaming is only like 20 seconds, 15 seconds, and boop, they want to get to the show. It's not about being an 80s baby. Come on now. Come on now. Miami Vice was a classic when it was on. Like, people actually understood and knew that show is going to be around forever. Just like The Cosby Show, just like A Different World. Now, I heard a rumor that they're trying to bring back A Different World with some of the original characters playing parents. And their children are going to Hillman and their alumni. I think that would be pretty cool. But the writers of the show have to have the quality behind it. You can't just put somebody younger in and say they're a young writer. And they're going, because A Different World didn't take off until Debbie Allen, a boomer, came in and changed the show and made it what it actually was. And not some weak, dried up, whiny show. It was great. Curly Q, stop. And you embarrassing me because you admit publicly that you watch Frasier. I've never seen an episode of Frasier or Seinfeld or what was the other one? Friends. I've never seen an episode of it. And I'm proud of it. You know why? Because I never saw any black people in any of them. Is that racist? I guess so.